Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the reasons we have the Apostles' Creed is so that we can easily, succinctly, and clearly speak what it is we believe. And so for any person who thinks they are not able to talk about what it means to be a Christian, about this faith, about what Jesus has done, that is why you learn the creed. That Jesus is the true Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered for us, was crucified for us. He died, was buried, descended into hell, and on that third day rose again. You can all say that because you say it over and over. And it is beautiful to have that sense of clarity and conviction about what we believe. Now, when it comes to the matter of Jesus' descent into hell, apart from that, we don't have a whole lot of clarity. It is mentioned in passing in a couple different places in Scripture, the most clear of which is in 1 Peter 3, from where we heard our epistle today. In there, Peter writes, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison." Who are those spirits in prison? We don't actually know for certain. The text would seem to indicate that it was those people who were swept away in the flood in the days of Noah, that he went and proclaimed to those spirits in prison his victory over sin upon the cross. And that flood that washed the earth clean foreshadowed the washing where we are joined to Jesus' death and resurrection in holy baptism. Some throughout the history of the church have suggested that Jesus was proclaiming to those patriarchs and prophets who died before him. That doesn't seem to make any sense, because why would they be in prison if they had faith in the one who would ultimately come to save them? Even Jesus himself speaks of Abraham being in heaven with the poor man Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. Perhaps Jesus is proclaiming to all those who are awaiting damnation for their unbelief, and showing that he indeed is the one who was to come to save the world from sin. But we can say this with clarity and conviction: Jesus proclaimed. Or, to put it another way, he preached. A sermon that began the moment before he died. Words we heard a couple weeks ago in our reading through the Passion, when Jesus said forth from his cross, "It is finished." Salvation is accomplished in the one who suffered, was crucified, died, was buried, and had descended into hell. In him, the saving work of God finds its completion. And for Jesus, that is a message to be proclaimed. Even before he takes his body back up in glory, he is proclaiming to those in prison that he is indeed Lord and Savior, and the conqueror, the victor over sin, death, and the devil. He is the one, as he said in our gospel for tonight, the one who overcomes the world. and every evil power and every evil force and every evil being, all of it is undone by Jesus's completed work. It is finished. Whether or not those spirits in prison were ultimately freed from their captivity, we cannot say. But we can say this, that Jesus is the one who frees you from your captivity to sin, death, and the devil. Satan and all his host and all his forces, all his evil angels, they all meet their conqueror in the one who triumphs over them by the blood of his cross. And dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, this is a message, as Jesus showed us, worth proclaiming. For now you and I, those set free from our captivity to sin, death, and the devil by the blood of the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, we now have a word to proclaim. And we start it with the words, I believe. In God the Father, in God the Son, who is crucified, died, suffered, crucified, died, buried, descended into hell, rose from the dead, has ascended into heaven to sit at God's right hand and will come again. We believe. We believe in the Holy Spirit and the church that he has created, where we believe and trust in this Jesus, and we confess him. We proclaim him with clarity and conviction, with the confidence as those claimed by Jesus in the waters of baptism. His Spirit lives in us, so that we speak not by ourselves, but with that very Holy Spirit within us. As Jesus proclaimed his victory to spirits in prison, you are called to proclaim as well the mighty deeds that Jesus has done for you when he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He then went forth to proclaim what he had done and to put that word that salvation is finished in him in your hearts and on your lips. God grant you to speak that word with clarity, with conviction, and in the simplest terms possible, with the very words he's given you to confess this very night. I believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. Lord over sin, Lord over death, Lord over Satan, Lord over every power of evil, and thanks be to God, Lord of you and me. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.